Stay tuned, my dad and the generations is next.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606. Are you looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy a 100-mile panoramic view of the Continental Divide, 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, fishing, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 1-800-227-9655. I'm a father of five. My children are in the studio with me today. This is Kevin Swanson. Thanks for joining us. We live in a world where 35% of children are born without fathers. Half of families end in divorce. The family is disintegrating, and it's gotten a lot worse since the 1980s. What's going on? American children are testing the ranks of third world nations in math and science. The war against boys is waged in the education system today. And what's happening in the Colorado legislature? Mandatory kindergarten. More of the same. More government involvement. More boxed learning systems, and now they're working towards forced immunizations. The problem is only getting worse and will get worse. They're trying to solve the problems by making the same mistakes over and over again. The problem is that education today is ignoring the time-tested principles that will guarantee a quality education for our children. They're ignoring the principles that God has laid down for education in His Word. That's why we have Nuts and Bolts Friday. Every Friday we talk about how we can begin to take these simple basic principles and rebuild an education program that will work for our children. Now, we are starting with the principles that are working in the homeschools. But even deeper, these principles are principles that have existed for a long time. They've just been ignored for the last 200 years. There's a reason why homeschoolers are doing so well academically. In fact, one of the top officials in the public school system in Colorado told me privately that homeschooling is the brightest light in this nation's future. And why? Well, homeschoolers are scoring 4 grade levels above the national average in the 8th grade. They're up in the 75th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language. Homeschoolers are 3 times more likely to get master's degrees. They're 14 times more likely to impact culture. They're involved in leadership as early as 18 to 25 years of age, according to a recent study from Dr. Brian Ray, Homeschooling Grows Up, looked at 7,300 homeschool graduates in that particular study. So what is going on? This is not happening because we have professionally certified teachers in these homes teaching these students, because we have looked at students whose parents have no teacher certification and compared their test results to those students whose parents do have a teacher certification, and there is zero statistical difference in how these students do on nationally standardized tests. Folks, it's not a matter of professional certification. What is it? What is it? That's what we're talking about on this program. In previous programs, we've looked at the first two factors that will guarantee a quality education for your children. The number one factor was protection. The number two was character. Character really counts, and character must be preeminent in education. We looked at that last week. Today, we're going to look at the principle of individuality. Today on Generations. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The factors that will make a difference in your children's education on this program. You don't want to miss this. Next on Generations, my name is Kevin Swanson. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school student. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852. Hi, folks, this is Kevin Swanson. We're back with Generations, and we are talking about nuts and bolts for your educational program for your children. What will it take? You know, we can't give you a PhD in education to educate your children on this program, but it doesn't take that. You just have to go to the rock bottom basic principles for education and begin to build these things into the programs that you establish for your children. And let me tell you, the problem with education really began in the 1760s with a man by the name of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He's the father of modern education. He wrote the book on modern education in the 1760s. The book was Emile. Now, prior to writing this book, 20 years before writing this book, his wife gave birth to their first child, and when the child came out, what did he do? He took the child down to a local orphanage, didn't even bother to check the gender, didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, dumped it on the steps of an orphanage and just abandoned it there. They had five children, and all five children received the same treatment. So he was the expert. He was the professional that wrote the book on education for our children. And let me read to you what Durant writes about what Rousseau's theory of education was. Rousseau, quote, this is Durant in Rousseau and Revolution, his famous book. Rousseau wanted a system of public instruction by the state. He prescribed many years with an unmarried tutor who would withdraw that child as much as possible from parents and relatives. And yet there is no man who had more of a profound influence on education than this guy in the 1700s, and certainly influenced Dewey and others. The biblical concept of education is different. God doesn't abandon his children on the steps of orphanages, and he wrote a book, the book of Proverbs, and of course the entire book of the Bible. But here we find principles for the education of a child. The first principle I want to bring out today is the principle of quality one-on-one instruction. It's important to have quality one-on-one instruction. This is what the entire book of Proverbs is about. It's the heart of a father discipling the hearts of his children, and that's key for education. But more than that, there's the principle of individuality, and we want to really spend some concerted time on this today, and I'm going to ask that if Dave Buhner would join us on this particular discussion. Dave is our producer for this program. Both of us are homeschool fathers. We both are fathers of five. That makes a total of 10 children. We are raising our children for the next generation, and these principles are key for education. Dave, the first principle that we've talked about is the principle of one-on-one instruction. We've also talked about protection and character on this program. But let's talk about the principle of individuality. This modern education system was not built on this principle. The modern education system, what was the mantra we hear over and over again? It's standardization and centralization. Centralized control. Back in the 1800s, you had Laura Ingalls Wilder, who was a teacher. You may remember the books Little House on the Prairie. She was a teacher. At 15 years of age, she became a teacher in her local school. It was a little tiny schoolhouse, one-room schoolhouse. And by the way, this nation was built on one-room schoolhouses and homeschooled children. That was the legacy of this children. It was only when professionals came in and said, Laura Ingalls Wilder, you have no idea what you're doing. The first question Laura Ingalls Wilder asked her class when she came in, she would ask them, what reader are you in? And the 13-year-old would say what? Oh, I'm in the fifth reader. The 12-year-old would say, I'm in the sixth reader. The 10-year-old would say, I'm in the fourth reader. The 18-year-old would say, well, I'm still in the fourth reader, but I'm working at it. She said, okay, great. Let's get started. And that's the way the year began. But since that time, we have had standardization. We've had grades. We've had numbers placed on doorways. 1, 2, 3. And if you're 8 years old and you're not in the three room, what's the message that every child going into that door receives? If you aren't achieving three, there is something wrong with you. And when you tell a child you need to achieve the third grade level in math, history, geography, English, and so forth, you know what? You're going to get roughly half the class that are going to be intimidated out of their minds. They're going to be falling off the academic wagon because they can't achieve that level. You're going to have roughly half the class bored out of their minds because they've already done that. And that's just math. We haven't talked about English and geography yet. But this is the boxed system of education. You have experts that want a centralized control of education. It's been happening for 150 years in this nation, and it continues to happen. It's happened since 1973. We centralized control. We standardized things in state departments, but now we have a national department of education. In just the last 4 years, more standardized testing, more control of education, telling every school district, every little Laura Ingalls Wilder that teaches anywhere in any classroom across America, telling them the standards, how they need to process and teach these students. Children aren't like widgets. We discovered this with our daughter Emily. She wasn't staying up with math, and it was frustrating for me. She wasn't getting her math tabled. So we gave up on math, you see, for a while, and we brought in, which is a regular math program, we brought in calculators where she just had to study and work on her math tables for, it had to have been 6 months. It was incredible. But after all that time, Emily finally got it, and Emily took off in math. And I realized that, you know what, some children aren't going to learn at the same level. They're not going to learn at the same rate. They're going to learn at different rates. They're going to learn at different rates at different times in their lives. So try to standardize that mess. You'll never be able to standardize it. And yet, government's been trying to shove down standardization down the throats of every teacher and every student, every family from every cultural background across this nation for the last 150 years since Laura Ingalls Wilder left her one-room schoolhouse. Folks, it's the principle of individuality. It's based on the assumption that God made our children differently. It's the thing we say when the second child comes out of the womb. The very first thing we say is, they're so different. They're all different, and yet modern education systems are all boxed. They all assume that children are going to progress at the same identical rate. It's incredible. And in the end, it's just going to damage them. We give our children standardized tests, and my daughter Rebecca doesn't do quite as well in standardized tests as some of the other children. And in her tests, she works on her math problems. She doesn't achieve the 99.9 percentile level that some of the other children do. She does a 50 percentile, a 60 percentile, but let me tell you something. She does these neat little drawings in the margins of her math books. They're wonderful. They're marvelous. The test agencies look at a very narrow band of all of learning. They don't even test character. I mean, some of our children do 95, 98, 99 percent on these tests. My wife told me the other day, she says, where's the character assessment on this particular test? How are children doing in character? Who cares how they're doing in math? How are they doing in character? Every child learns differently. Every child excels in some ways. And yet the modern system shoves them all into the box. And then they say, why can't you achieve the level that the National Department of Education has set for you? Folks, this is the way to ruin your children. I attended an Excellence in Teaching seminar conducted by our local State Department of Education about 4 years ago. And there was an expert that came in to testify on how wonderful standardized tests were. And I showed up. They invited me, so I came down. I don't know why. Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. But I was there. And finally, somebody asked the question. It was halfway through the afternoon. It had been a long day. somebody asked the question. What is it, they asked, that makes one teacher better than another teacher? Well, great, great question. I was all ears. The answer, this professional from the, this expert from the National Department out in Tennessee, he said, well, it's funny. The teachers that do really, really well, they're just flexible. I wanted to stand up on my table that was right in front of me and just go, yeah, exactly. But you nailed it, buddy. What makes some teachers better than other teachers, he says, they're just flexible. They walk into the classroom, they can adapt the material to any student, wherever they happen to be. They just ignore the numbers on the spines of the textbooks. They just work with them. But then he said there's a problem. Students that receive these really good teachers, they don't retain a sustained level of improvement unless they have that teacher for 4 years in a row. Now I want to ask you a question. Why? Well, obviously, it's not just the fact that children aren't widgets and they can't be manufactured through the identical process. It's not just that. It's also the fact that children are human beings and they're learning relationship. We're going to talk about relationship next time. But Dave, let's talk a little bit more about how to tailor-make an education program for your children. Every one of my children are radically different. You just can't say they learn the same way. We even have different textbooks. We use different textbooks for different children. How do you guys do it in your home school?
We start out starting all the children in the same textbook, and then we make adjustments from there. We find that some learn their phonics better with flashcards, and some learn better through the Alphaphonics book. Some take to math right away, and they memorize real well. They learn their math facts. Others, it's more of a struggle. Each one you adapt to, and you have to listen to the child. You pay a lot of attention, a lot of time watching them just grit their teeth and gnash their teeth and weeping and sighing about what works and what doesn't work. And the great thing about a home education program is you're there to notice it and to help them through that time, but also to respond. What is the alternate program? You know, we talk about some people are learn through their eyes, their eye gate. Some people learn auditorially through listening.
We have one child that learns through their ears. They're constantly listening to audio tapes. And guess what we've done? We've given lots and lots and lots of audio tapes because that's the way they learn.
Yeah. So you're going to adapt to the child's learning style. Children are not machines. The public school system is very dehumanizing. It's the assembly line method to raising an adult. You know, you go spend so many hours here where they put the wheels on and so many hours here and put the engine on. Well, children are a lot more complicated, and they need customization because we're all different.
I learned in manufacturing. I worked in manufacturing for a number of years, Dave, and I learned in manufacturing that when you process something, you put it through the identical process, and you want a quality product out the other side. But one of the things that you need, I was a quality engineer, so this is very important. One of the things you need is your raw material coming into the box where you're processing has to be identical. Otherwise, what you get out the other end is just junk. But here's the problem with children. They don't come into the process in the very same way, so you can't put them into the process box.
And what's more, Kevin, is it's not a desired result that every adult be the same.
God didn't want it that way. 1 Corinthians 14, everybody's got their gifts and talents, right? Song of Solomon chapter 8 talks about one child being more impressionable than another. Children are different. This is a biblical anthropology, isn't it?
Yes. When you walk through a church or a shopping mall, you expect every person to look different. They're not all Model Ts lined up in the showroom for somebody to purchase. People are different. We have to respect the way that God made us, and if we don't, we end up with a bankrupt system, and that's what public education is.
It's our modern education system is all upside down. By the way, I don't think at this point we have looked at the basic principles that put together a quality education. We've looked at one-on-one instruction. We've looked at protection. We've looked at the principle of character, the preeminence of character, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've looked at the principle of individuality. Dave, so far, we haven't seen any system, public school system, that really will take any of these principles and apply them, do we?
No, the public school system will turn out little sprockets all the same shape, or at least it'll attempt to, but it'll do it fighting against the way people were created. They have a bad anthropology, they're getting a bad result, and if you want a bad result, That's the system.
And just keep throwing money at the system. You ever wonder why you just... I think we've doubled or tripled the amount of money adjusted for inflation put into public schools in the last 30 to 40 years, but it just doesn't work because they're ignoring the principles that God laid down in His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a moment. We want to share with you just a little bit more about what it takes to put together a quality education for your children. We want to challenge you. Are you using these principles for the education of your children? Parents, it's in your lap. It's your responsibility. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you tired of the public school rat race? Tired of an education system that isn't cutting it for your family? Maybe the right private school is too expensive for you. Join the growing ranks of 2 million Americans that are homeschooled across the nation. Homeschooled children average in the 70th to 90th percentile in math, reading, and language, 25 percentile points higher than the average public school students. Did you know that you can get started homeschooling for as low as $159? Christian Home Educators of Colorado presents the Deluxe Starter Kit. This includes a video, three cassettes, a huge 365-page manual on how to homeschool, and listen to this, a full year's curriculum package. We'll throw in an introductory workshop. You'll find other similar packages for $299 with this offer. You can homeschool for $159 with the first grade package. It's only $159. Think about it. For the price of a pair of tennis shoes and school clothes, you can homeschool yourself for $159. Check it out at KevinSwanson.com. That's homeschool for $159 at KevinSwanson.com or call check at 720-842-4852. That's 720-842-4852.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoe, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Do you want a quality education for your children? Parents, it's your responsibility. Take the principles you hear on Nuts and Bolts Friday and ask yourself, are we really applying these principles in the education of our children? Is the principle of individuality really happening? Sometimes as homeschoolers, we just bring the box into our home. And if our children aren't doing the kind of work that all the other kids are accomplishing, we say shame on you. But rather, we should be encouraging them and saying, God bless you. He has given you talents and abilities and gifts. We're going to maximize on those. We'll encourage you in a few of the other areas where you're a little slow, but that's okay. God bless you for the abilities that He has given you. We're going to encourage you in those things. As we wrap this program up today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to get a hold of the Comprehensive Guide of Home Education in the State of Colorado. This excellent resource is available at checkbooks.com. It covers the homeschool law in the state of Colorado, getting started, high school, choosing curriculum, the factors for success, record keeping, testing and evaluation. It's a huge resource for homeschooling in our state. This resource, again, is available at checkbooks.com. Check is spelled C-H-E-C. You can interact with this program by emailing kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. Join us again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Secret Insurance for all my insurance.
George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Secrets Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Driver education and training gets an F, says the Good Housekeeping magazine in March 2003. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety reports driver education and training could increase the chances of a fatal crash with your teenager. Why is this? What's going wrong here? Why are parents not paying attention to these vital statistics? The problem is not within the teenager, but within the training process. Separate the classroom from the practical, you are setting yourself and your teenager up for failure. University studies have proven that the National Driver Training Institute program works and will drastically reduce the chance of teenage crashes and fatalities. National Driver Training Institute's program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is a Colorado-approved, graduated driver licensing program that will work for you and your family. Call the National Drivers Training Institute and give your new teen drivers education and the training they deserve. The program costs start at $155, and it's recognized by every insurance company in Colorado. Call 266-4700 in the Springs. Outside the Springs, call 1-800-942-2050. Or go online, nationaldrivertraining.com.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly shares is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.